good day here in the jungle. I know it's a good day when I've got good content that I want to get to, and I will not get to all of it. I already know this. So we start our third hour. The program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We are efforting Rashawn Evans, a linebacker for the Tennessee Titans. He is going to be in this spot. We'll have that for you momentarily. I want to remind you to check out episode 137 of the Jim Rome podcast. Damon West has got a wild story. He is an author. He is a motivational speaker. He is extremely well sought after by college football teams and now NBA teams and more. And the reason for that is he spent 7 years in prison and tells an absolutely amazing story about how he got there, survived there, how he got out, how he turned his life around. And it all revolves around a single coffee bean. Damon West, one of our best guests ever on the podcast. That's episode 137. You want to make sure you look for that. 1-800-636-8686. So right now, as I'm efforting Rashawn Evans, that means we've got an open phone line. For the right telephone call, I will do that. You can also hit me up on Twitter still, at Jim Rome. I'm looking for you to follow me on Instagram, at Jim Rome. I've been trying not to go here, because yesterday was a day that I'd been dreading for a very long time. And it's a day that I started to talk about back in May, because I knew that this was ultimately going to happen. It was back in May that I first mentioned the viral videos of Mike Tyson. And Mike Tyson doing things like this. Now, I have to say, that looked every bit as good as that sounded. And that sounded pretty awesome. And I knew the moment that video dropped, I knew exactly what was going to follow. And as I said at that time, man, I'm begging, not asking, begging all of you, do not take that clip and start getting all hyped up for a possible Mike Tyson return. I did not want the momentum starting for that. I mean, I get it. We all love nostalgia. We all want to turn back time and see the very best in their primes all over again. And Mike did look pretty good. But as good as Mike looked, getting into the ring again felt like a terrible idea. And yet, I knew it was coming. I didn't want it to be. I was hoping that was nothing more than some marketing ploy, but not a marketing ploy for him fighting. I was hoping it's for a product or a lifestyle or even Kron, even his farm. But I knew what it was. So I said at the time I was not going to be the guy to tell Mike that it was a terrible idea, because whatever issues Mike and I may have had are patched up right now. And I do not want Mike to come looking for me. I'm saying that for the record. I'm looking right into the camera. I'm saying it right into the microphone. I do not want Mike Tyson to come looking for me. But apparently nobody else told him, because yesterday the news came out via Kevin Ioli that Mike Tyson is going to step into the ring yet again. And with each passing moment and each passing detail, the news gets more and more bizarre. Mike Tyson getting into the ring at age 54. Yeah, all right, I guess. Mike Tyson getting into the ring at 54 to face Roy Jones Jr. Huh? Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. sharing the same boxing card with ex-NBAer Nate Robinson and some YouTube dude. What? And the fight being streamed on a music video app. I mean, seriously. But apparently it's all true. Apparently Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. are going to fight on the same card as a former NBA player and a YouTube guy in Carson, California on September 12th at Dignity Health Sports Park. On that day, that joint better just be called the Health Sports Park, because Dignity will be nowhere to be found. There is no Dignity to be found in any of this. Don't get me wrong. There was a time when I would have thrown down enormous money to see a Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr. fight. That time was roughly 30 years ago. I mean, these guys were two of the best you'll ever see. Mike, with that insane punching power, quickness, lateral movement, ferocity. Jones, with his jaw-dropping hand speed. Amazing footwork. Best defensive fighter I've ever seen. But now, the idea of them fighting and sharing a card with a former NBAer and a YouTuber? Man, that's just sad and depressing. You know, and I guess kind of maybe dangerous, maybe? Like the last time Mike fought a real fight, he was beaten by some dude named Kevin McBride. And that was 15 years ago. Roy hasn't been Roy for a long, long time. In fact, Roy, who was not only unbeatable for a while, but literally untouchable. Like, you could go an entire 15 rounds with Roy Jones without even hitting him. He's been on the wrong end of some hideous losses. Like, so what do you call a boxing card, which includes a couple of former champs in their 50s, a former NBA player, and a YouTube star during a global pandemic, and it's being streamed on a music video app? Man, what do you call that? I hate to say it. I genuinely hate to say it. But if it was anybody other than Mike involved, everybody would just call it a freak show. I mean, it's not a real event. And apparently that's a fact. Andy Foster, the executive director of the California State Athletic Commission, told Kevin Ioli as much. Tyson and Jones are going to use larger than normal gloves. Quote, this isn't a situation where they're going out there to try to take each other's heads off. They're just going to be in there moving around the ring and letting fans see these legends. End quote. See these legends. See them do what? Dance around the ring? Play patty cake? Oh, that's fine. If you just want to show the fans a couple of legends dancing around the ring, not trying to hit each other, that's great. Why are you charging us money for it? I mean, if they want to do that, they can just do that for free, or they can do it at home. But there's no reason for everybody to come together in one spot in order to do this. Like, I'm not sure what's worse. Two former champs in their 50s getting into the ring to fight, or two former champs in their 50s getting into the ring to not fight. Tie for last. None of this is good. It's all sad, and it's all depressing. And according to Ioli, this is the thing that really makes no sense. Mike's not doing it for the money. Mike stands to make some money, but Mike doesn't need the money. So if that's the case, and it's not about the money, and he doesn't need the money, why is he doing it? What's it about? And speaking of money, man, where the hell is the money going to come from? If they fight in California, fans will not be allowed to be in the venue. So that's a lot of potential revenue that's gone. And then the larger question, who is paying to watch a pair of guys in their 50s shadow box with larger than normal gloves? And then watch an NBAer, former NBAer, fight a guy who makes videos. Somebody's going to throw down good money for that in this economy. If you're thinking of throwing down for that fight, man, you have got too much money. Just give the $49.99 or whatever it is to charity. Better yet, if you really were going to pay $49.99 or whatever it is to watch this fight, man, you better give triple that to charity. I mean, you want to make this thing interesting. At least have Mike fight the YouTube guy. That might be something. Or have him fight the NBA guy and then fight the YouTube guy. Or have him fight both of them at the same time. If you're going to do a weird-ass exhibition, do a weird-ass exhibition. Don't half-step it. Don't half-ass it. Better yet, don't do it at all. You made the announcement, but nowhere does it say that you have to follow through with it. Man, there is still time. Still time for common sense and wisdom to prevail. Please, somebody do something. Stop the madness. Man, stop the sadness. Please. It's just sad. Another reason why Dana White and UFC is running laps, doing circles around boxing. Dana gives you the best matchups, the best fights, card after card after card. Boxing continues to give us these ridiculous circus sideshows. And yes, if you want to make the argument, yeah, Rome, but Dana wants to get into boxing himself. Right. For one reason. To fix boxing. A YouTuber and a former NBAer. The bleep is that. Fighting on a music app. Who'd they beat out for that fight? TikTok? The whole thing's weird, man. And if weird's good, it's not in this case. All right, so I'm still efforting Rashawn Evans. We'll try and find a spot for him. What do you suggest I do right here, Adam Hawk? Let's see. SoCal Jeff, also known as Jeff in SoCal, tweets, I need an entire segment of Rome as Matt in LA.
Do you really, Jeff? I need an entire week of you not participating on the show, Jeff. Outro, Jeff! From Costa Mesa to Jeff's house. Outro!
That's all you get, man. Hey, Avi. You just body slammed me and broke my glasses. Sign Narc Bra. That was your cue, Albie. It's all right. All right, I got a better one.
I'm sick and tired of you guys. The last time you came here, you did the same thing. Get the hell out of here.
You just body slammed me and broke my glasses.
That's great. I love a guy stating what just happened. You just body slammed me and broke my glasses. Dude, he knows because he just body slammed you and broke your glasses. James Kelly. I love James Kelly for a number of reasons, but my favorite thing about James Kelly is he loves, and I quote, mama breaking out the ha-ha moves. The only guy who loves this rap more than me is James Kelly. So when James Kelly came across this tweet, quote, breaking news, I know it made his day. KJ Hamler gets four-year contract with the first 2 years fully guaranteed. He gets a 2.75, let me put it to you this way, $2,750,644 signing bonus. Hashtag nine sports. Mike Kliss had that. You know what that means, don't you? We can play Mama Hamler and her husband singing happy birthday to their beloved son, KJ. But wrapping it out.
Once upon a time in a city not far away, there was a kid that was born on this very day. 7/08 is the day we dedicate. A Christmas born, y'all, hey, let's celebrate. On the field, he's a kid you love or hate. He's the one with a smile that radiates. His attitude also captivates. His fear just makes you gravitate. First year down, I'm on a year two. This year to show him what you really gonna do. Show him all the big things that joystick can do. Hit him with the speed and the ha-ha moves. Give it to him slow, just not too soon. Let the dollars play, bust it out like boom. Move out the way, y'all, can't be coming through. Why, you didn't see him? Sorry, boo. Tell you how this year's gonna go. I'm just a mom, so I really don't know. But in my mind, I'm something like a pro. But this is the year to put on the show. Run a slant, cut fast, catch it at the 24. Catch it high end, grab it and tuck it low. Run down straight to the end zone. Hit him with the Haitian the Heisman pole. I'm over you, boo. You 20 years old. Happy birthday. Everybody been texting me like, where the birthday rap at? Let me tell y'all something. This is it. This is it. Not no more for the 21 Big Ten Network, PS Pan. I'm over it. We're done. I'm out.
Mama Hamler, if you need her. I would say that that's the best rap song I've ever heard, but that's not true. That's the best song I've ever heard. I love Mama Hamler. I can't get enough of that. How cool would that be if you had a mom that could do that? And then your mom would do that for your birthday. And she already said that was for his 20th. I'm over you, boo. I'm not doing this. Not no more for 21. And then she shouts out to like the Big Ten Network, stop bothering me. I'm not doing this again. She is so good. So I was thrilled to see the news that he got a new contract because that gave me a reason to play that again because that is an incredible song. Mama Hamler, if you need her. All right, when we come back, you happy, James Kelly? Man, your big head's going to explode, isn't it? Jungle Dweller 94 tweets. That guy from The Hangover was a boxer? Side Hawk. I told you that story when I was with the kids and Janet in Vegas. And we saw Mike. And we were walking behind Mike. And then all of a sudden, Janet picks up her gait. I'm like, what are you doing? And she's walking faster. I'm like, what are you doing? Mike! Mike! I'm like, oh my God. Janet, why are you talking to Mike? That's not a good idea because Mike's got like muscle around him. Not that Mike needs muscle, but Mike's got muscle and they're like in triangle formation. And Janet, like, I don't even, it's the middle of the day, so you can't blame it on anything else. There's no booze involved. And she's like, Mike, Mike. I'm like, oh, bleep. Mike, Mike. Mike turns around. And he's got like a scowl, dude. Like, he's not really happy about this at all. We're in this parking lot trying to get to a hotel lobby. Hi, Mike. I'm Janet Rome. This is Jim Rome. And he looks at me and he goes, damn, you look good, brother. You been working out? I'm like, Janet, don't do that. Luckily, it went well. And the kids, of course, the kids do know him from The Hangover. And Mike, that take, not really about you, kind of, but not really. Please don't hurt me or kill me. I love you, Mike. I do. I really do. I just don't love that idea of you fighting Roy Jones. I love you, Mike. Please don't hurt me or kill me. All right, when we return. Man, Mike was something else. Mike in his prime was unlike anything I've ever seen in sports, I think. When, except Alvin in sports. When Alvin put that beat down on Silk.
Dude.
That was like Mike. That was like Alvin showing up in the black trunks and a towel that he cut holes through to wear. You know?
You can't last 2 minutes in my world, bitch.
Alvin standing over Silk saying, dude, you can't last 2 seconds in my world, you HB bitch.
I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander.
You can't last 2 come-ons in my world, bitch.
I want to eat his children.
Silk.
Come on.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll come back. Alvin's iconic week that was also still had any phone calls.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Found the man I'm looking for. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. Rolling through hour number three. He is a Tennessee Titans linebacker. He led the team with 139 tackles. Led the team in tackles for a loss with 11. 2.5 sacks. 11 quarterback pressures. 1 fumble recovery in the regular season. 22 tackles. 2 QB pressures. And 3 tackles for a loss in the postseason. 2-time national champion at Alabama. 22nd pick overall in 2018. So what I'm saying is a very, very good resume. We are joined by Rashawn Evans. Rashawn, you and I sat down and we spoke face-to-face on Radio Row back in Miami right before the Super Bowl, but a lot has changed in the world since then. So how are you and everybody around you doing in this most unusual time, Rashawn?
Man, everybody doing good, man. I've just been quarantining and staying out of the way trying to, you know, use this time to try to at least, you know, make the best out of it, though. But other than that, man, everything been good.
All right, so not only that, but I know that in the off season you got yourself a dog, and that dog's name is Batman. Yeah. Dude, I love this story.
I will tell you that you get into a phase where the first phase is basically trying to get them to understand you can't pee and use the bathroom in a crib. But then once you get out of that normally gets a little better. But then it's a second phase where they get curious, they want to tear up stuff. So, you know, once you get out of those couple of phases, man, they definitely become really good dogs. So, but other than that, man, I've been enjoying them, man. Shoot, I'm really actually thinking about getting another one.
Dude, that is such a great explanation. They are kind of like kids in that regard. Wait till they learn how to play Fortnite, dude. Wait till they get that console and you can't get it out of their hands.
Exactly.
Wait till they start talking back to you, man. Like, so what kind of dog is Batman? And then what's the next one you're thinking about?
No, he's a Cane Corso. I'm actually getting another Cane Corso. But they call him an Italian Mastiff, though. But he is, you know, every bit of what you call a guard dog, man. I mean, he's already huge right now. He's only like 7 months. But, you know, he's very instinctive, very, very curious, very, you know, protective of his owner. That's close to 100 pounds right
Dude,
now.
Dude, that's a big dog.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
And he's still growing.
He's a big boy. He's still growing right now. I don't know when they stop growing. I'm thinking maybe probably around, like, age around 2. But, I mean, he's already on the path right now. He's a monster. He's like a little tank walking around. You know, once I do that, I know for sure I'll be able to have a big enough crib then.
I love it. Rashawn Evans is joining us. All right, so training camps are getting ready to open up. How eager are you to get back on the field and get back to work and do your thing?
Yeah. I'm very eager, man. I mean, just the fact that I've been, you know, this has been longer than usual. Just the fact that we done had all this time to kind of train and get ready for the season. But, you know, other than that, I feel like it's some pros and pros that I didn't got from it, just the fact that I had more time to heal, more time to kind of just, you know, do other things outside of football. But, you know, I'm definitely eager to get back, see some of those same old faces that, you know, I didn't see since, you know, the AFC Championship game. But, and then two some new faces. So, I mean, I'm kind of eager to get back and go on and get ready.
Rashawn,
you know, for another season.
Right. Rashawn Evans, my guest. I was going to say, like, there's some benefits to it. You're right. You can heal up some nicks. But at the same time, do you have any questions or concerns about safety as it relates to COVID during camp?
Oh, I do. I mean, just the simple fact, you know, not even just for me, even though, you know, I don't have kids or nothing like that. You know, I know there are some of my buddies and friends that do play ball. They got kids, they got, you know, wives and family or older people that stay with them. You know, the question is whether or not, you know, going and having a full season that we're going to have is going to be the best, you know, situation for us and our own health. So, you know, even for myself, I even think about, you know, having my mother and my pops who come to my crib every now and then, you know, infecting them. It's something that, you know, it goes through my mind each and every time I go over to the facility. So, but other than that, man, I feel like, you know, hopefully the NFL, they got a good protocol for us to go back and be able to, you know, test each and every day so we can know whether or not we got it. And then, too, just with the quarantine, you know, knowing that we've got 2 weeks and having to, you know, have negative results, you know, two times in order to come back. So from what I've heard, they sound like they got it under control. But other than that, man, I still am kind of weary, but, you know, hopefully they got that stuff under control where you know, there's not a lot of people that get affected.
I appreciate your thoughts on that. Titans linebacker Rashawn Evans is my guest. Now, when you and I spoke in Miami, we talked about that run to the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
But if you take me back a little bit further, at one point, the team was 2-4, and you were able to completely turn that thing around. You had been a part of a couple of national championship teams at Alabama, but you said last year was one of the most special seasons that you'd ever been a part of. Why was that? What made last year so special?
No, I think just like you said, the fact we came from 2-4, everybody was kind of counting us out. It was like, well, sure. You know, these guys have been had the trend of having a pretty much a mediocre season, and basically they'll get to the playoffs and they'll never make it past the first round, and we were able to do something totally different from what they was expecting. And then, too, the simple fact that, you know, guys, you know, in the locker room, we wouldn't point fingers. I mean, everybody pretty much held themselves accountable. So, I mean, when you got that type of locker room, it just makes it more fun. You know, you got room in the locker room that, you know, take up for whatever it is, mistakes that they had during the season, and a lot of people wrong. I feel like even still now, people still kind of doubt us, just the simple fact of, you know, the market we in and to, you know, just from our own history. But at the same time, man, that's the reason why we play the game. Simple fact to prove people wrong, so I'm excited.
Rashawn Evans, my guest. You know, the thing is, it's kind of, I know exactly what you're saying. It might be the market, it might be your history, but the fact is, part of that run was beating the Patriots, but not just beating the Patriots, but shutting them down and physically dominating them in their house. When you do that to them, and then a week later, you do it to the Ravens, do you feel like that you made a statement to the entire league that this is who this team is and this is who we're about, what we're about?
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. You would think that would be the case, but, you know, you got to do something that's never been done before in order to kind of win those type of people over. You know, regardless if we ever do or not, it really doesn't matter to me nor to some of the guys that's in the locker room. We really don't care. But, you know, I do feel like, too, for me, you know, doing something that's never been done in an organization, that which is winning the Super Bowl, is something that's on my goal list. So, I mean, for right now to have the opportunity and to go through the journey again this season to be able to have the opportunity, it sounded really promising to me, man. So, you know, I'm not the type of guy to go and say, yeah, we're going to win the Super Bowl, we're going to do this, but I am the type of guy to say that we do what we need to do. There's definitely a high chance of doing that.
So when you're talking about the Super Bowl, I know you're talking about team goals, and I know you're focused on team goals. From the outside, though, it seemed like the next step for you, especially given those numbers last year, would be a Pro Bowl and an All-Pro selection.
Right.
Is it on your radar? Is that motivating you this offseason?
No, it's definitely on my radar. But, you know, at the same time, and I just try to be consistent and top every year from what I've done the past year. So, you know, regardless of whatever that stat sheet is or whatever that thing shows, man, I'm trying to double it, triple it, whatever the number may be, man, just so I can, you know, try to be legendary. I'm not just playing a game just to be mediocre. I'm not playing a game just to try to be, you know, a guy that say that he went to the league. I'm definitely trying to do some stuff, you know, so at some point I can wear that jacket. So, That's where my head at.
I love that. One last thought. So in terms of doing that stuff, some of that stuff, and this kind of involves also putting on that jacket, is the intangible stuff, right? Like your growth. There's growth as a player, and then there's growth as a leader. Last month, I thought you had a really interesting quote when you talked about leadership. Quote, something that has to be earned. I'm still pursuing the journey of being a guy that guys can count on. I keep myself to a high standard as it relates to that. So how do you go about pursuing or the pursuit of being a guy that other guys can count on? What's that mean? How do you do that?
I would just say, man, just from the past couple of years, man, for me, it was definitely showing guys and basically letting them know that I can come through in big moments, you know, when you need it. So, you know, during those phases, hey, come back here, boy. Come back. That's him doing. Hey, he
Batman, man.
Hey, come back over here.
Batman's doing Batman things, dude.
Yeah, Batman doing Batman stuff, man. Try to watch over everything. But no, man, just making sure that I, you know, really lead by example. You know, I feel like especially you coming in as a young guy, you got a grown-ass man that, you know, got plenty of money, has been in the league for years and years. You know, the number one thing or the last thing that they want to hear you talk about, you want to be a leader. So for me, it was just making sure that I basically prove what I do on the field, and everything else is going to handle itself. And it's been doing that lately. So continue to do those things. And also over time, being more vocal, being able to, you know, tell a guy if he's doing something wrong, being able to have that opportunity to do it and being able to have something to back up it, you know, to be able to say something like that. It's one thing to tell somebody to do something, but if you're not doing it, it doesn't resonate. So, you know, I feel like I'm definitely on the path of doing that, man.
That locker room's got so many guys like that, too. I love that notion that the last thing that these grown-ass men with grown-ass contracts want to hear is some young guy saying, hey, man, I'm a leader.
Yeah,
I want to be
exactly.
a leader. They don't want that.
Exactly.
Rashawn, what's going to happen when, like, if you get that other dog, when Batman is already there, and then all of a sudden some young pup shows up, and it's Robin, right? And if Robin's acting like he's the man, you know Batman's not going to like that. And then Robin's going to ultimately get big and strong and want to roll and fight with Batman. Dude, that's going to be a crazy dynamic, right?
You know what's so crazy? I've had two dogs like that. I had two mixed breeds. I had a pit bull mixed with a Labrador Retriever. Both of them. One was named Buddy. Wow. One was named Smokey. And I remember one time I had a get together, and they both almost tried to eat each other up. And what was so crazy, after they did it, they literally was sitting right next to each other, licking on each other, licking each other's wounds right after the fight. So from what I've learned from that fight was really more on being able to teach those two males. You know, how to be able to play with each other, how and when to stop whenever you're doing certain things like that. Because for what I've heard, you know, there's definitely going to be a pecking order when it comes to two males. I mean, both of them got balls. I mean, you know, excuse my language, but, you know, these guys, they walk around here, this is their territory. They want to be able to be the one that's the alpha.
I was going to say they're alphas.
Walking around here.
That's
so,
what I was
going to
say, right?
I mean, that's just nature in itself, so. I mean, even with the younger one, at some point, I mean, he's going to be able to kind of challenge Batman at some point. But then, you know, you got to get it to the point where you let them know that you can't do those certain things, especially when I'm not here. And two, if I got to separate them when I'm not here, and sometimes I'll just do that. But, you know, I feel like, too, you got a good training plan with these guys, especially with these smart dogs, they'll be able to have.
Well, dude, they got to take care of each other and not go at each other. You know, and they're playing about Robin, man. Robin, he's just yapping, man. He never shuts up. Like, he'll never take Batman. Batman will kick his ass every single day of the week.
You know what's so crazy? I'm not even thinking about naming him Robin.
Naming
him Bane.
Yeah. Bane, right?
Bane. Thinking about naming him Bane.
Nah, dude, he wouldn't. I bet that dog and that breed, he ain't going to even take a name like Robin, right? He's not going to accept that.
No. He's not even. That's too small for him.
Right.
I mean, you, when you think about Robin, you think about, you know, the little butler next to, you know, Batman. What was his name? I forgot the
Alfred.
Guy's name.
The guy. Alfred, the old guy?
Yeah, Alfred. You
think
about that. Yeah, that's what you're thinking. But these two powerful animals that both can hold their own weight. I mean, sure, you got to have a name just to be able to match that.
You have to, and they know it too. Rashawn Evans, my guest. He was the 22nd pick overall in 2018. Man, I hope we see you soon. I hope we see football soon. Rashawn, good to see you for in person. Good to have you on the show. I will take you anytime. Good luck finding Bane. And once you do, let's come back on and talk about it.
Oh, absolutely, man. I appreciate you having me on again.
Appreciate you, Rashawn, very, very much. Great job, man. Thank you. Talk soon. Love Rashawn Evans. Love that guy. Love that rap. Love that conversation. All right. Rashawn talking dogs, Batman, and Bane. and the Titans in leadership. Grown-ass men do not want young guys coming in saying, hey, man, I'm a leader. The hell you are. When we come back, Alvin's a leader. Alvin's leading from the front. Alvin's week that was is coming up. There he is, man, the bra. The bra wants to react to the react. We'll see whether or not that happens. Dude, stay down, Silk. I know you're a bag and you love the attention. Dude, stay down. Every time you keep trying to get up, Alvin stomps on your head. Stay down, bro. Do you really want more of that? Right now, time for a sports update. My thanks to Rashawn Evans. That was worth the wait. Here it is. Again, nobody likes I Told You So, but I told you we'd have a good show. ATP, thank you very much, dude. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service. At O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices. Every day, the queen is back. It is her segment, Bella B. Hi, Jim. If you could be a guest DJ on any Sirius XM station, what station would it be? Bella B in Calgary. Bella, I think you ask questions that you know the answer to. Anybody have any guesses? Easiest question ever. Hawk guest Alt Nation. Wrong answer. Good guess, though. Rit. This is ironic. Rit guest Hair Nation. You're bald as hell. Rit, why would you guess Hair Nation? Not a bad guess. Alvy? Ding, ding, ding. Alvy's got it. Lithium. Lithium is my jam. Lithium is my station. Almost exclusively. My jam, my routine is Lithium. The new wave station next to it, which is just kind of skip my mind. It's right next to it. And then I go to Alt Nation. So I go classic alternative, new wave, and then contemporary alternative. I'm all about Lithium. All about it. You know what I've been into lately, music-wise, non-sports-wise? Not even music-wise, but a guy. I was never really an Oasis person, just not really about it, like I respect it. But lately, I've been really fascinated in doing a deep dive on Liam Gallagher. The guy, he's the best. I mean, what a great front man. He's just the attitude, how much he hates his brother. And I'm not sure how much of that is real and how much of that is for show. I think it's both. Guy makes me laugh, man. Just says funny stuff. Funny, funny stuff. And I keep blowing up Dave Whelan at night. Like, hey, dude, you see what this guy said? Check out this quote. And Dave always humors me with it. Like, when we're not talking sports, but Liam to me is like the funniest dude. Really funny dude. That's why I added him as a follow. His interactions, too, on Twitter are great. So there you go, Bella. I am definitely a Lithium person. If the offer ever came down, Lithium would be the station. Let's see. Dear Jim, I've loved your show for 25 years. Alvy is a genius at what he does. And he had every right to run Silk yesterday. That said, get off of Silk. What's his crime? He's a concerned citizen? He's proud of his wife and his life? He's a snitch? Are all you clones straight out of Compton? Or channeling old Jimmy Cagney gangster movies? Know this, clones. I listen to Jim in spite of you, not because of you, with a few exceptions. I don't need the show within the show, so I don't know or care about anything you say about me. Larry in Albany. Strong, man. That's a good, good take. And then he wore Silk, Matt in L.A., Trapper, Rick in Buffalo, and the Wisco Boys. I like that take. Alvy, do we have time? Roll you. Yeah, Yeah. Welcome to the jungle. It feels amazing to be back. What's cracking? Welcome to the program. My name is Jim Rome. All right, so I took 2 weeks off. I am back. I'm glad to be here. Now, where do you start? That's always kind of a curious question. When you take off 2 weeks, where do you pick up? Here's the hard truth. The NFL season may actually be impacted by COVID. Mark Davis, quote, "I don't even know if it's safe to play."
Big.
Mark Davis is the voice of reason. Tells you just how jacked up this world is right now. Charles Robinson.
What's up, brother? How was whiskey?
Oh, dude, so fun.
The NFL and NFLPA negotiations sputtering along like Jim Rome's AmeriCorps as it crossed 15,000 miles. The white smoke is coming.
People to yell at me that our lights are too bright and that we need window coverings. Man, you're missing a good show inside, yo. What'd I just tell you? I eat a lot, I drink a lot, and I sex a lot on vacation.
Yo.
Why do you want window coverings?
Fill-in days where you kind of get a little complacent, if you will.
How do you just admit to me that you don't go 100% when I'm not here?
I don't know.
It's all playing out differently in my mind.
Hey, man, I probably shouldn't admit this, but like when you're gone, the cats will play. Ben Colver, my guest.
But if there's some sort of like a party bus with like 40 guys coming in with techno music playing from downtown Orlando, I feel like I might actually have to call that line at some point.
Susie in Wisconsin.
I asked him if he was familiar with your show. Oh, yeah, the Rubadonga guy. Not exactly, but good grief.
Dustin Poirier is my guest.
When I can come home and just be dad, I don't have to be the diamond. I don't have to be the tough guy, the cage fighter. I can just be dad. We can watch cartoons and I can play Barbie, be a father to a little girl.
Society is the king.
Bruh.
Let the man stream.
Okay.
Let the people hear the man stream.
You a trip steak? Ooh.
Because JR with a camera. Some of the most entertaining in a long, long time.
Braised beef short ribs? Damn.
Do not give us Chrysler bleep.
A Chrysler.
Come on, man. Lucky you. At least you got a blanket.
Look at the blanket, bro.
Look at his damn face, bro.
So I say if JR wants an El Chapo-like tunnel so he can eat at his favorite restaurant, start digging. Genie and Palenka.
Congrats nonetheless, Monty. And I guess if you want to lose weight, you just need elk to come in and take a run at you.
There's not a man in the world that can eat that much custard can beat me.
Take a bow, Monty. Tim Connolly joining us. How did the fun run out of sports?
Oh, man, I could talk about that for an hour. Sports are starting to be run like corporations, and I don't think any of us got into it. I'm sure you didn't. You got into doing this because you love sports. You
That's
didn't
it.
Get into it
right.
to make a job. It's a passion.
But Joe Madden at the helm is huge.
I'll tell you what I think, Mike. Are you undercover? Or are you calling from a closet? Why do you talk like that?
What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think so, Kevin. I've got the athletic right here in front of me. You said snake. Oh, snake. Yeah, that was a compliment. Snakes eat rats, and everybody hates rats. Man, I'd give anything for a snake. You know why? They eat the freaking roaches. They're falling out of the ceiling into my office. So, Terry, how would you describe the mindset of your team right now?
It's typical Dame. He's very focused, very single-minded in his profession, and we've had great sex.
Uh-oh.
The success in the second half of the season.
We're talking to Matt Kenseth. What's up, man? You working on your car right now?
I sort of forgot about calling you, and I just got a reminder, thankfully, I had my phone. And I'm actually out here lighting my big green egg, getting ready to smoke some Boston butts.
I want some butts!
Yeah!
Sing Logan! Brad Family Logs!
Great big community of friends you introduced me to.
That's where you, our brother, up there across the bar and around the bend, War Randall.
Yeah.
Jerry in Cleveland.
Hawk wants a new collar. One that won't get run. One that won't try to sell fly. We'll call a phone. Fat.
I'm sorry about that.
You saying I'm sorry about that is the equivalent of Logan Rome saying, my bad. You took my car and he wrapped it around a tree. Logan, how are you doing? My bad.
If I put a coffee bean into that pot of boiling water we call prison, now you have to change the name of the water to coffee. Because he said the coffee bean had the power to change the entire atmosphere inside that pot. Go out there and go be a coffee bean.
We're talking to Chris Mannix.
Giant screens around the floor, eerily quiet at times, definitely different. But, you know, all signs are positive right now for the NBA in terms of being able to pull this off.
Alvy, let's do this. Silk, brah, mayor.
I was like, okay, one more and that's it.
He was getting out of hand.
I think I'm good.
You think?
Dr. Fauci, it's your pitch.
I'm just glad that he threw out a terrible first pitch because we're in a pandemic. The last thing I want from the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases is touching 90 on the gun and painting the outside corner.
Hey, I don't know who Brecky McBrethery, Dodger, Mark.
From Chile to Cerritos. You're welcome. But that's not what I call.
Rashawn Evans.
First phase is basically trying to get them to understand you can't pee and use the bathroom in the crib. Matter of fact, he's walking away from me now. Hey, get back over here.
I'm Batman.
Come back. Get back.
What can I find there?
woman like that. Blizzard that I had from Dairy Queen.
They use custard instead of ice cream.
Dude, happy opening day, my man, and I will talk to you soon, brother.
I want to hear from all you crackheads.
You guys shoot me an email. I'll be back whenever you want me.
Happy to have you back. Stay safe, all right, brother?
Then they get on the ground and hump each other.
Can I get a second rolling?
Wait, please.
Bada bing, bada boom, you're done.
Boom, boom.
Both of them got balls.
Outro.
Good night now.
The legend, Alvin DeLauro, doing it again. Huge call today brought to you by Eno, the Capital One assistant that looks out for surprise credit card charges. It helps if you need to fix them. Eno, another way that Capital One is watching out for your money when you are not Capital One. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. It's official. We're done. Hey, man, I worked a whole week straight. Give me some credit. For real. My thanks to Rashawn Evans. He was awesome. James Jones, Phoenix Suns GM. Brilliant guy. JLC, just JLC. Good as they come. The XR4TI crew, you clones, thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. And I will be back on Monday. That's right, 2 weeks in a row. Back on Monday. Have a great weekend. See you then. We're out.